KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Just after 8 o'clock, we have mostly cloudy skies and 68 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this morning, and a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa news, the Creston Police Department reports a Central Iowa man was arrested this morning, while two other men were arrested Wednesday night, all on separate charges. 56-year-old Ray Trotter of Des Moines was arrested at around 5:10 a.m. today in the 700 block of East Taylor Street in Creston. On a charge of driving while suspended, Trotter was being held in the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. At around 10:35 p.m. Wednesday, 19-year-old Joseph Eblin of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center, or LEC, on a Union County warrant for eluding. He was being held in the jail on a $1,000 bond. And just before midnight Wednesday, 43-year-old Shane Sandin of Creston was arrested at the Union County LEC on charges of public intoxication, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Sandin was later released from the Union County Jail on a $1,600 bond. A man from Guthrie County was arrested Tuesday following a break-in and discharge of a weapon. According to WHO-TV in Des Moines, 52-year-old Randall Comley of Stewart was charged with terrorism and burglary after he broke into a home in Casey Tuesday morning armed with a handgun. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office told the station Comley allegedly argued with a man in the home and fired a shot over the man's head. When Comley was arrested at his apartment later in the day Tuesday, police found a .22 caliber handgun in his home. They also found a methamphetamine pipe. Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday released a report on arrests dating back to July 22nd. On August 2nd, Cass County deputies arrested 27-year-old Albert Kevin Barnes of Atlantic on a Polk County warrant. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released to Polk County authorities. On July 31st, 40-year-old Tobin Lee Jensen of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of possession of marijuana, second offense. He was released the following day on his own recognizance. And 39-year-old Stephen Robert Nichols of Atlantic was arrested July 31st for possession of marijuana, first offense. He was released the following day also on his own recognizance. On July 30th, Cass County deputies arrested 21-year-old Justin Lee Jones of Council Bluffs on two district court warrants for probation violation. Jones was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held there as of yesterday on $40,000 bond. On July 27th, deputies arrested 41-year-old Aaron Joseph Moore of Walnut on felony charges of possession with the intent to deliver marijuana and a drug tax stamp violation. He was also charged with criminal mischief in the fifth degree and possession of drug paraphernalia. Moore was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $6,000 bond. On July 26th, Cass County deputies cited into court 45-year-old Jephthah Martin Vestal of Carroll on a charge of impersonating a public official. The court date was pending. And on July the 22nd, officers with the Atlantic Police Department arrested 53-year-old Donald Ray Wilson of Atlantic on two Cass County Sheriff's Office felony warrants for ongoing criminal conduct and two charges of possession with the intent to deliver morphine, and two counts of drug tax stamp violation. Wilson was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on a pretrial release. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County yesterday said a traffic stop on a pickup truck at the Wings truck stop in Avoca resulted in the arrest of a man on drug charges. A passenger in the truck, 22-year-old Brandon William Henderson of Audubon, was arrested at around 10:20 p.m. Tuesday for possession of marijuana, first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia, first offense. His bond was set at $1,300. A traffic stop in Shelby at around 9 a.m. Tuesday resulted in the arrest of 37-year-old Jacob Aaron Carden of Ames. Carden was taken into custody after Pott County Sheriff's Office took a call from the Casey store in Minden with regard to a man attempting to pass a fake $50 bill. The man left the store prior to deputies' arrival. Deputies located the suspect vehicle at the Cornstalk gas station off the Shelby exit. An investigation resulted in Carden being charged with carrying a weapon in a vehicle, forgery by altering, theft in the fifth degree, and possession of a controlled substance, first offense. His bond was set at $8,300 altogether. A passenger in the vehicle, 45-year-old Everardo Capetillo, was charged with theft in the fifth, forgery, possession of a controlled substance, first offense, and transport of a weapon in a vehicle. And 44-year-old Mary Lynn Bonner of Council Bluffs was arrested around 6:45 p.m. Tuesday after she allegedly stole items from the West Broadway Hy-Vee store in Council Bluffs. Bonner was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense, theft in the fifth degree, and unlawful possession of a prescription drug. Her bond was set at $1,600 altogether. There were also nine prisoner transfers from other correctional facilities to the Pott County Jail in response to various warrants for their arrest. In other news, a farm in the Lus Hills of southwest Iowa where corn, soybeans, and cattle were once raised is now home to acres of wildflowers and lavender. Mary Hamer and her husband Tim run the Lus Hills Lavender Farm near the Harrison County town of Missouri Valley. And the peak months are July through September for the undulating ocean of delicate purple flowers.
People are allowed to go and cut a small bouquet. Right now we're a little short because of the first cuttings have been pretty much cut. But then we rebloom until it freezes again. So by, the end of August and September, we'll have a nice stand of lavender again.
The farm hosts events like teas, luncheons, and weddings, while the gift shop is filled with items like lavender-infused lemonade, lavender cookies, and even lavender fudge.
We make all of our own products, lotions, balms, spritzes. And in researching lavender, it's an amazing herb that you can cook with, clean with, and heal with. And it's got a lot of great properties in it. Our lotions and balms are good on bug bites.
The Hamers, originally from the Pisgah and Little Sioux areas, bought the farm about 10 years ago after spending a few years researching lavender. They were struck by the idea on the West Coast on a visit to their son, who was in the Navy.
We were waiting for his submarine to come in, and my daughter-in-law said, well, there was a lavender festival up in Squim, Washington, and of course, that's where I wanted to go. And we went up, and I walked in the field, and my very first thought was, I got to do this in Iowa.
The aroma of lavender can be intoxicating, and when there are acres of the purple plants, Hamer says many people find it's the perfect place for snapping selfies or forgetting about technology entirely.
The hills are beautiful, and people can come out and just relax, enjoy themselves, and maybe find a little inner peace here.
The August session of Healthy You in Atlantic will be held on Monday, August 26th at the Cass County Health System. The program, Minimally Invasive Spine Surgery, will be presented by Dr. Keith Lodia. Dr. Lodia offers neurological care at the CCHS Specialty Clinic and is affiliated with MD West One. He practices general neurosurgery encompassing the brain, spine, and peripheral nerves. With an emphasis in spinal surgery, having particular expertise in minimally invasive spine surgery. Dr. Lodia is board certified by the American Board of Neurological Surgery, and his areas of research include spinal surgery, tumors of the spine, and brain hemorrhages. That Healthy You course will be offered at noon on Monday, August 26th. It's a free educational series at the Cass County Health System, held monthly in conference room number 2, just inside the atrium at the hospital. The public is invited and welcome to attend, but reservations are necessary because a meal will be provided for all attendees. You can call 712-243-7479 to reserve your seat. In Iowa and Nebraska, school officials in areas hard hit by flooding earlier this year expect that as school starts, they'll have to deal with displaced students, some still traumatized by their ordeals. A massive March storm dumped inches of rain, runoff, and snowmelt into several rivers, pushing some to record levels in Nebraska, Iowa, and other states, breaching levees and dikes. In Hamburg, school superintendent Mike Wells said about 20% of fewer students are expected to begin when the classes start on August 23rd. He said the community lost close to 200 homes in the flooding, and there was just nowhere for the families to come back to. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.